This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says Dalit Development Authority is to be instituted for the empowerment of Dalit community. Both houses of Federal Parliament continue its general discussion on the budget for the current fiscal year. And heat waves kill more than 50 people in India in 3 days. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda on Monday said the policy, program and budget for the next fiscal year has provisioned a Dalit Development Authority for the protection and promotion of the constitutional and legal rights of the Dalit community. Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal said that the present government was committed to ensuring the rights of the Dalit community. Prime Minister Dahal made such remarks at an interaction on declaration of an untouchability-free nation, opportunities, implementation and challenges held in Kathmandu in connection with the National Day for the Elimination of Caste-Based Discrimination and Untouchability. Prime Minister Dahal stated that programs and budgets have been arranged for Dalit students to get scholarship programs for technical education studies and to modernize and commercialize the traditional skills, knowledge and professions of the Dalit community in all 7 provinces. 2 separate reports have been presented before the House of Representatives. In a meeting of the lower house of the Federal Parliament today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma presented the annual report of the Government of Nepal fiscal year 2079-80 Vikram Sambat. She tabled the report on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Similarly, Ram Hari Khatiora, the President of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, presented the committee's report relating to the Constitutional Council, Duties, Function, Power and Procedures, First Amendment Bill, 2081 Vikram Sambat. Presenting the report, President Khatiora briefed the House about the need to bring the bill and its relevancy. The National Assembly continued its general discussion on the budget for the fiscal year 2080-81 today. Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma, on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, presented the Government of Nepal's annual report for the year 2079-80 at the start of the meeting. During the discussion on the annual revenue and expenditure estimates for 2081-82, parliamentarian Maya Prasad Sharma expressed support, stating that the budget's purpose is clear and implementable. Similarly, parliamentarian Kamala Pant criticized the reduced budget allocation for agriculture compared to the previous year and highlighted the decreased budget for constitutional commissions. Discussions continue on the annual budget for fiscal year 2081-82 in the House of Representatives meeting. Nepali Congress parliamentarian Dhanraj Gurung proposed increasing revenue by expanding the tax base without rising tax rates. He suggested curbing illegal transactions, promoting medicinal cannabis cultivation and focusing on herb production. CPN-UML parliamentarian Raghuji Pant emphasized the importance of effective budget implementation, urging the completion of major projects and protecting allocations for agriculture, women and children. Member of the House of Representatives voiced concerns over widespread load shedding affecting numerous districts. Furthermore, parliamentarian Dr. Tosima Karki underscored the scarcity of drinking water despite substantial government expenditure. Various parliamentarians addressed diverse grievances, including reduced subsidies at local levels, lingering load shedding in Karnali province, and inadequate infrastructure projects like road construction in Bhojpur. Parliamentarians also pressed for compensation for storm damages, farmer support and long-term solution for water scarcity. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha expressed the government's commitment to develop Nepal as a tourism hub. Deputy Prime Minister Naren Kaji Shrestha said this at a dinner reception to welcome the ambassadors and representatives of diplomatic missions of different countries on the occasion of 74th Annapurna Day in Pokhara on Sunday. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha said the government was working to identify and promote new tourism destinations with a target to attract 1.6 million tourists next year. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has started preparation to submit a periodic report of the Convention for the Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage to the United Nations for the first time. Chief of the Culture Division at the Ministry, Dr. Suresh Shrestha, said that the Ministry was going to submit the report this year as per the provision of submitting the report after 6 years of amendment to the guidelines. According to an archaeological officer at the Ministry, Bhishma Baskota, by December 15, Nepal will submit the details of the works carried out in the Intangible Cultural Heritage Area to UNESCO. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. More than 50 people have died in India over the past 3 days as a brutal heat spell continues to grip parts of the country. According to the BBC, around 33 people died in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh over the weekend due to the heat. An official told news agency ANI in Odisha state about 20 people died due to the heat stroke. Many of these deaths were reported on 1st June as India voted in the last phase of polling for its general election. The country's Disaster Management Center has said flooding and landslides caused by monsoon rains in Sri Lanka have killed at least 7 people. The BBC reports that in Sitawaka, outside the capital Colombo, 3 members of the same family died when their house was flooded. Supplies of electricity have been cut off in several areas and schools ordered to remain shut on Monday. Landslide warnings have been issued in 9 districts. Disaster Management Center Director Pradeep Kodipilli told the BBC Sinhala service that the risk of flooding was rapidly increasing in Colombo and other areas of the south. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6 jolted off Japan's Noto region in the central prefecture of Ishikawa early Monday. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the tremblor occurred at 6:31 a.m. local time on the Japanese seismic intensity scale of 7 in parts of the prefecture. It further stated there may be some changes to the tide levels but no threat of tsunami damage. A senior White House official says the U.S. has every expectation that Israel will accept a ceasefire proposal that would begin with a 6-week cessation of hostilities in Gaza if Hamas takes the deal. According to the BBC, the 3-part plan unveiled by President Joe Biden last week would also see a surge of humanitarian aid, as well as an exchange of some hostages for Palestinian prisoners before a permanent end to the war. The negotiations come as fighting continue in Rafah, which came under intense Israeli airstrikes over the weekend. Exit polls suggest that Claudia Sheinbaum is set to become Mexico's first woman president in an historic win. The BBC reports the 61-year-old former mayor of Mexico City is projected to win 56% of the vote in Sunday's election, convincingly beating her main rival, businesswoman Xochitl Gálvez. Preliminary results also give her a wide lead. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Madesh, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madesh, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province and at one or two places of rest of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western as well as the local air in the country, including induced low-pressure system, ranging from western side of UP in India till western Bangladesh. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says Dalit Development Authority to be instituted for empowerment of Dalit community. Both houses of Federal Parliament continue its general discussion on the budget for the current fiscal year. And heat wave kills more than 50 people in India in 3 days. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.